Blog Talk Radio.
Turn your worries into worship. Turn your problems into praise. These things that you're going through, God says it's just a phase. He'll give you peace in your panic. He'll give you calm in your storm. If you learn to worship Him, your troubles won't last that long. God wants to hear from you. God wants to hear from you. He desires your praise. Sow your hands to Him, let's raise. You've been waiting on a blessing, but He's waiting on a blessing from you. I know that you've been tested. I know that you've been tried. But in the midst of your test, He wants to be glorified. Whatever you're going through can't be compared to what you're going to. After your storm is over, the sun will shine for you. God wants to hear from you. From you, let Him hear
from you.
Oh, let Him hear from you. He desires your praise. Sow your hands to Him, let's raise. You know you've been waiting on a blessing. Oh, but He's waiting on a blessing from you. Hallelujah. Anyhow, don't let depression get you down. Through sickness or pain, remember God, He still reigns. You've been waiting on a blessing, but He's waiting on a blessing from you. You've been waiting on a blessing. Oh, but He's been waiting on a blessing from you. You've been waiting on a blessing. Oh, but He's been waiting on a blessing from you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lift your hands and praise Him. Tap the rays in your prayer.
All right. What a beautiful, beautiful rendition by Pastor Samuel Blakes. God wants to hear from you. Amen. I love that song. It's a beautiful worship song. Turn your problems into praise and turn your worry into worship. If we would only adhere to that message alone, hallelujah, would do what's needed. Amen, amen. We greet you in the matchless, awesome name of Jesus. Amen. Sometimes it feels like a lifetime when we sign off on Thursday and we're not on the line anymore until the following week, that Tuesday. That's a long stretch in there, y'all. So I'm asking the Lord to help me and probably come back with a Friday service, maybe not every Friday, but maybe every other Friday, because it feels like an eternity there from Thursday all the way up until Tuesday. But nevertheless, we bless the Lord. Amen. The psalmist said, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Amen. We greet each and every one of you all in the matchless, awesome name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank you for tuning in to a time of reflection with New Destiny Ministries. We're here Tuesdays through Thursdays at 3 p.m. Central Time. That's 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Amen. And we certainly welcome you all to tune in, and we certainly ask you to invite others to tune in. We have men and women of God that gracefully come on this line and share the word of God with us. And even on this week, we have a great lineup this week, and we're just so honored to have with us one of our precious pastors all the way from New Orleans, Louisiana, my hometown. Amen, amen, amen. You know, every one of us want to represent our city and our state well. Amen. And I've been representing California for 30 years, and now I'm back home. Amen. And I want to represent New Orleans. And we have some of the finest men and women of God in this city. I haven't had an opportunity to meet them all, but this precious pastor that we have with us today, just upon meeting him, I was able to embrace him and just feel that love of God in his spirit, just feel that love for souls in his spirit. Amen. The Bible say to know them that labor among us, and we have to try the spirits, and we have to, if you have the Holy Ghost, you should already have a discernment. Amen. And this man of God, I tell you, I was just endeared to him upon first meeting him. So we're happy to have him with us today, and so thankful that he has taken out of his busy schedule, and he was on this line maybe about 12 or 13 minutes before the broadcast even went live. So that tells me a lot about this man of God. Amen. The scripture said in Proverbs 28:20 that a faithful man shall abound with blessings. And for him to sign on 12 or 13 minutes in advance, I know he's faithful. I know he's serious about kingdom business. Amen. And you have to have a passion, and you have to have a love, amen, for God's people, amen, and even for the things of God, amen, to be that faithful and to be that committed, amen. So we thank God for the man of God that have came to share the word of God with us today. We would like to say praise the Lord to Mother Charity. This evening, I tell you, when I see Mother, I get strength. Amen, amen. She's been on this line with us almost about 2 years now, and she is very diligent, and she's very consistent in what she does. Amen, all the way from Detroit, Michigan. And they have a prayer line that airs Monday through Saturdays at 6 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and Mother is one of the founders, I believe, of that prayer line. So if you're in the, even if you don't have to be in the Detroit area, if you're in the nation, amen, and you're up at 3 a.m. California time, and it's 5 a.m. Central Time and 6 a.m. Eastern Time, please tune in. I tell you, you will certainly be prayed for, amen, with an anointing, amen, and a diligence with the people of God, amen. So we thank God for Mother today. Before we open up the lines, we're just going to ask Mother Charity if she's able to open up with the word of prayer, and we're going to read a brief bio on our speaker, and we're going to bring Pastor Daniels right on up. So we're going to ask Mother to just open up with the word of prayer if she can. Mother Charity, God bless you today, Mother.
Yeah, thank you. God bless you as well. Praise the Lord. Amen to everybody.
Amen.
Father, in Jesus' precious and mighty name, oh God, right now, thank you, praise the Lord Jesus, for all of thy blessings that you have bestowed upon us. We thank you for all of thy goodness, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for another Tuesday. Oh God, today, thank you, Jesus. We praise you, Lord Jesus, for being so good to us. Hallelujah. Oh, Heavenly Father, help us, oh God, today receive your engrafted word of God today. In the mighty name of Jesus, dear Savior. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to our great God. Bless our speaker of the hour in the name of Jesus today, oh God. Hallelujah. Word his mouth, my God. Help him to bring forth your words of life, oh God, today.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
yeah.
God, give your people strength, oh God, today. Encourage the heart of your people, oh God. Strengthen your people, my Savior. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Help us, oh God, today to rejoice in the word of God. In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
We'll ever praise your name, and we'll glorify your great name, my God. It's in Jesus' mighty name, Lord, we pray, and for thy name's sake, amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Mother, for that awesome prayer. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're going to get right on into our subject matter for the week. Amen. I haven't been able to get away from this subject matter, mandated to evangelize. And every week, this is about the third week we've been on this particular topic, and I haven't felt the release in my spirit to deviate from it. So when the Lord don't allow me to deviate, I know he still has other voices that we have not heard that are able to come on and expound upon this topic. So today we're just blessed to have Pastor Cedric Daniels with us. Pastor Daniels is the founder and senior pastor of Perfect Will International Ministries, located again in the city of New Orleans, Louisiana. And he's also a native of this city. Amen. Pastor Cedric Daniels has served diligently in ministry since his childhood. He is a man of God whose ministry is on fire for God. He believes that the power of God can change the lives of all who follow. Amen. He is the husband of one wife. Amen. He is the father of two beautiful children. Amen. And he is also a new school pastor, he says. A new school pastor with an old school preaching. Amen. So it gives us great pleasure today to have him here to expound upon the word of God for us on this afternoon. So we just bless the man of God, and we're asking him to, well, we want to just let him know that he is welcome, and whatever the Lord has laid on his heart today, we don't have no restrictions on this broadcast. Amen. Whatever God wants to speak, amen, that's what we are here to hear from. Amen. So we love you, Pastor Daniels, and we thank God for you sharing the word of God with us today. God bless you.
Well, amen. God bless you as well, Pastor. It's a privilege and an honor to be able to share God's word with you all today. Words cannot express how great of a woman you are, Pastor Bernard. You are second to none. I know you are an extremely humble woman of God, and that's what keeps you blessed. That's what keeps you in the eyesight of God. So I want to encourage you I want to tell you that good God be the glory for your life. Amen. So listen, today I promise I won't be before you long, but there is a word from heaven. I was sitting back and I was thinking about this lesson mandated to evangelize, and all kind of stories out of the Bible came to my attention, but there's one in particular that God specifically laid on my heart today, and it's coming from the book of John chapter 4. And before we get there, let us pray. Heavenly Father, again, God, we just honor and bless your name, God. We thank you for all of the wonderful blessings that you've bestowed upon us. And God, we pray now, in the name of Jesus, Father, that you would have your way on this line today. Bless beyond expectations and beyond measure. God, I give myself unto thee, Father, and I pray that you would use me to your glory, God. Let my words become your words, God. Let my ways become your ways, Father. Do what you want to do. Say what you want to say. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Listen. In the book of John, John chapter 4, it's a lot of meat in this particular chapter, this entire chapter. But we're going to focus on just a few verses today, and then I promise you I will be out your way.
All right.
In the book of John, chapter 4, beginning, amen, at verse 6. The Bible records, and I'm reading from the Amplified Version, so it's going to read a little different, but it means the same thing. It says, "And Jacob's well was there. So Jesus, tired as he was from his journey, sat down to rest by the well. And it was then about the sixth hour." And the Bible records that a Samaritan woman came to the well to draw water. Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." For his disciples had gone off into the town to buy food. Now, as we begin this chapter, we begin to see that Jesus was obviously with his disciples, and they were on missionary journey. They were traveling, evangelizing God to everybody they came in contact with. And it's so ironic that the topic is mandated to evangelize, because this is exactly what Jesus commissioned us to do. They were traveling, and Jesus stops by this well, which happened to be Jacob's well, and he sees a Samaritan woman come to the well right around noontime, right around the sixth hour, and she is looking for water. Verses 9 through 23, if I'm not mistaken, verses 9 through 23 begin to talk about the conversation that she had with Jesus. There was a conversation that ensued between her and Jesus Christ, and during this conversation, she began to talk back and forth with Jesus, and he began to ask her questions. Like in verse 10, he began to talk to her about the gift, God's gift, and if she had the ability to recognize God's gift. Because she asked him, she said, "Well, listen, I understand that you want something to drink, but let me just express this to you. Jews and Samaritans don't get along." She says that the Jews really don't have anything to do with the Samaritans. And it's kind of symbolic to the way we are now in this world, where we are still separated and we don't even want to acknowledge it, God. There are certain areas that we tend to go to evangelize, and then there are other areas that we wouldn't dare go to evangelize, because we feel like those areas are areas where those people we cannot connect with. Glory to God. But Jesus is saying here that all of the lines that were set aside by man are blurred to his vision. He has no desire, God, to stop at a certain place and not be able to evangelize or not be able to change the lives of anybody he comes in contact with. So he begins to talk to her, and he says, listen, he says that this water that I'm asking you for, if you knew, if you had recognized God's gift, who was that, who was saying to you, give me to drink, you would have answered and asked him for the living water. And Jesus begins to deal with this living water, and this is the area that I do want to focus on, but I don't, because what God is bringing me is in another direction. So he begins to talk to her about this living water, and then they begin to have another conversation, because she asks him a question. She says, well, listen, you don't even have a bucket to draw your water with. Oh, God. But not knowing who she was talking to, she blatantly says this, and he begins to tell her, you know what, don't even worry about that. I need you to go and call your husband. And she says, I don't have a husband. And he says, you're absolutely right. You've had 5 husbands, and even the one that you're with right now is not yours, so you are definitely speaking the truth. She begins to talk about him, and she says that, listen, I understand that you are a prophet. And she says that her forefathers worshiped the prophets, and how they worshiped them on the mountains, and how they were very submissive to the men of God at that time. And then Jesus begins to tell her in verse 23, and I'm fast-tracking it because I really need to get to the meat of the story, but I wanted to give you a little bit of background about what we're dealing with. And he says in verse 23, he talks about a time will come when the true worshipers of God are going to be able to worship God in areas not just around the mountains, but all across this nation. My God. I believe that he was really referring to other areas beyond the just a specific place. Uh-huh. And it says in verse 24, he says, God is a spirit, a spiritual being, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And then the woman says to him, I know that the Messiah is coming, he who is called the Christ. And when he arrives, he will tell us everything we need to know and make it clear to us. This is the verse right here that I wanted to get to. Jesus said to her, I who now you speak with am he. I bear you witness today that this mandate for evangelism is because of 2 reasons. One is because at one particular point in time, you never knew who God was. Oh, God. And what typically happens is the same thing that happens to this Samaritan woman when she finally realizes who she's talking to, who the conversation is with. She finds herself in a place where she wants to go run and tell somebody about the experience that she just had. Listen, it says that in verse 28, it says, then the woman left her water jar and went away to the town, and she began telling the people. Can I tell you that one of the reasons why we have not been evangelizing is because we still haven't met Jesus yet? God. Uh-huh. I believe that there are many of us on this line who have not, or we have been exposed to Jesus, but we have even forgotten how good it feels to be in the presence of God. My God, the Bible talks about in the book of Psalms, Lord have mercy, Psalms number 51, it said in verse 10, it says, create within me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit, preserving and steadfast spirit within me. And it says, cast me not away for your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Verse 12 says, restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with a willing spirit. There are many of us that are on this line today that have been exposed to Jesus, and we were just like the Samaritan woman. We left and we could not wait to run across somebody to tell them about the goodness of Jesus. But life has a way of draining the goodness of Jesus out of you, doesn't it? Life has a way of throwing you curveballs, and life has a way of squeezing Jesus out of your life. But I'm here to tell you that God is willing and able and ready to refresh you today. I know that wasn't meant to be sang. It was only meant to be lived, God. And there is an understanding that comes along with being mandated to evangelize. When you begin to evangelize, let me just say this, that the greatest form of advertisement is word of mouth, God. When Jesus sat down with the woman at the well, he didn't give her a flyer, God. When Jesus sat down with the woman at the well, he didn't give her a track, God. He didn't tell her to go to YouTube and check a video out when he told her what was in him. And I encourage you today that on this great day and this great season of being and understanding the mandate of evangelism and how serious it is, I need for you to understand that God is saying, I need you to express what's already in you, God. I don't need you to go look for nothing else, because word of mouth is still the greatest form of advertisement. I'm here to tell you that God is saying here that when he spoke to her, he expressed what was on the inside, God. And it changed her life because it was what was real to him. He made it real to her. And when you about to evangelize, or when you feel the urge to want to share God's word, you have to remind yourself that it's not about how many scriptures I can quote, God. It's not about how many sermons or lessons I can remember. This evangelism thing is really tied to personal experiences with the power of God being real in your life. I understand what God has done for so-and-so, and I understand what God has done for this one and that one and the other one, but let me ask you a question, because the topic today is mandated to evangelize. What has God done for you, God? When you take time out of your schedule to think about the goodness of God, are you willing to share that with somebody else? I bear you witness that the old school church would always evangelize, and it did not matter who they came in contact with. I don't care if you're a Samaritan, my God, and I'm a Jew. I don't care if you're white and I'm black. I don't care if I'm black and you're white. This is about evangelizing, and this has nothing to do with the color of the skin, but the intent of the heart.
Mama.
Oh, God, and God is at a place where evangelism is so important. Jesus shared with her his story. He told her who he was. How many times have we told somebody about who Jesus is to us? Because that's true evangelism. I must say that man has a way of wrapping this thing up and making it even more complicated than what it really is. But can I just say that true evangelism comes from the heart? And again, it's not wrapped up and tied up into scriptures. It's wrapped up and tied into your experiences with God. What has God done for you? He tells her his story, and she leaves and runs to the city. And she left so fast. The Bible records that she left her water pot. She couldn't even take it with her, because there was something about what he said that made her run. My God, that was a song they used to say, run and tell that, God. And I believe that God is saying the same thing now in this season. Run and tell that. I need you and everybody on this line, including myself, to learn how to receive the restoration of God in order to evangelize, because this world is still dying. My God. I preached a sermon in my ministry not too long ago, and it was about who is the greatest in the kingdom, and the entire topic was centered around the fact that we as believers are so busy bickering and fighting against one another till we don't even see what the enemy is doing behind our back. We were so caught up in this homosexuality and the marriage thing, and then we were caught up into the Confederate flag and them taking it down or keeping get up, and then we were caught up into this Bill Cosby foolishness. But can I tell you that the murder rate in the city is steady rising? God. And you mean to tell me there is not a mandate for evangelism? Oh, my God. God is saying we are missing it because we have lost our fire. We need to get that back. We need to get that back. We need to be praying to God that he would restore unto us the joy of his salvation. Do you remember what it felt like the day you got saved? My God. If that ain't a testimony, I don't know what is. If that isn't the true form of evangelism, I don't know what is. Because the day you got saved was the day your life changed. Okay. All right. He says, listen, I'm going to tell you what's really going on. There is a new move across the land, and evangelism is the best way to express the goodness of God because it brings the people in. Lord, have mercy. And I don't know about you, but even preaching is a form of evangelism. And I thank God that he has the ability to shape our words as true preachers of God so that they can captivate the hearts of believers, not for them to look at us, but to always look at him. Now, he says, if you knew who you was talking to, this Messiah, this one that you're looking for, I am him. Bible records that the woman left her water jars and went into the town, and she began telling the people what she had experienced. Jumping down to God, there's so much here. She says in verse 29, she says, come see a man who has told me everything that I ever did.
Everything. Come on.
Can this be the Christ? My God. So the people left the town and set out to go to him. That's in verse 30. As we move down, the Bible records in verse, I believe it's verse 39. It says, now numerous Samaritans from that town believed in and trusted in him because of what the woman said. And what she declared and testified, he told me everything I ever did. So when the Samaritans arrived, they asked him to remain with them, and he stayed there 2 days. Then they more believed in him and adhered and relied on him because of his personal message. And they told the woman, now we no longer believe just because of what you said, but we have heard him for ourselves, and we know that he truly is the Savior of the world, the Christ. So she goes into the city because she's so excited about what this man has been able to tell her about herself. And isn't it ironic to think that we have so many things that we like to hide in the closet when it comes down to people, but the Bible that I read says that God never slumbers nor sleeps.
Come on.
And you know what was so profound about Jesus when he told her what was going on? He didn't tell her that to embarrass her. He didn't tell her that to belittle her. He told her that to let her know that I know who you are. And true evangelism has a way of reaching inside of non-believers and pulling out the fact that I know who you really are, but I'm not here to judge you. I'm here to help you. We've gotten evangelism and judgment tied up in the wrong areas. This thing is not about judging people, but it's about saving people. I only uncover what's wrong to point you in the direction that's right. She went into the city and she began to tell people about what she had experienced, and that's the way we have to be in this season, in this time of our lives where the mandate for evangelism is so prevalent and so real. We need to be on fire for God to the point to where we cannot go anywhere unless we are people about God. When was the last time you walked into an area you did not know and said to the person standing at the bus stop, "Do you know Jesus?" You know, we used to do stuff like that. But life has a way of taking that away from us. But my prayer today, as the man of God, my prayer today is that God would restore unto you the joy of his salvation. Not your salvation, but his, because he saved you. God. And we're gonna go ahead on and move on because I have to go. But listen, he tells her what's going on in her life. And because of what she hears something different in his voice. She goes back and she tells the whole city. And one woman saves an entire town.
My God.
Brings everybody back to experience the same thing that she experienced. Can I push across the table to everyone on this line today? Is your church still a miracle-working spot? Is God still doing the miraculous in the house of God that you worship at? Because if he is, and you're not telling, then you're hiding the secret. So why would you not want anybody else to be exposed to what you're exposed to? Why would you not want nobody else to come to your ministry and sit under this great word that you are hearing and experience a life-changing experience? Why would you not want to invite them in if you are experiencing the true power of God? I bet you witness that there are a lot of churches, but not many ministries. We got a lot of church houses, but not a lot of ministries. Ministries change lives. Church houses just tickle your emotions. I need to be in a ministry. And I thank God for Pastor Bernard because she is on time and in the right season. This mandate for evangelism is something that God has given her. Oh, God. The Bible records, one writer says, "Follow me as I follow Christ."
Follow Christ.
Listen, the entire town was brought in by the testimony of one woman. Lord have mercy. Who is on this line that has a testimony that can bring in a whole town?
A whole town.
One conversation with Jesus has the ability to save an entire town if it's talked about. It does not make any sense for you to have the answer and never share it. You're no better than the ones out here doing the dirt, because to conceal it and not reveal it is no better than doing the crime personally yourself. So my encouragement to you is this. If you have a testimony, God, I pray today that God would reignite the fire on the inside of you so that you can do what you were called to do from the beginning. I know it gets weary. I know you get tired. But the Bible records if we don't become weary in well-doing, we're going to reap if we faint not. Which means that if I faint, I won't get it. But if I keep going, I'm destined for greatness.
My.
I have a promise attached to my life.
Come on.
And this evangelism, this concept of telling people about God, is something that needs to be done. It's something that needs to be practiced. But it's something that needs to start today. Today. Don't wait till tomorrow. My God. You couldn't imagine how many people won't even make it until tomorrow. We don't say that to scare you. We say that to open your eyes, baby. You need to do it now while the blood is running warm in your veins. That's not to scare you. That's to encourage you that time does not wait for nobody. Mandated for evangelism. Mandated. I have a commission on my life. As a man of God, as a woman of God, I have a commission on on my life to tell people about how good God has been to me. Can I just say this prophetically, that you literally have a whole town of people wrapped up in your testimony? Can I tell you that you need to let those people go? Oh, God. Prophetically, I speak into the atmosphere, and I say that many of you are holding back an entire city, but God says the moment you release your testimony is the moment the gates are going to open. Glory to God. You are holding up the line because you refuse to release. God says, let that testimony go. If God has been good to you in any area of your life, I don't care if he's just increased you financially $1. It's a blessing straight out of heaven, and you need to share it with somebody. Somebody needs to know that God is still real. Somebody needs to know that God is still in the blessing business. He's still in the miracle-working business. We believe at Perfect Will that God can still do the impossible. Because he can. Every day I wake up, there was an impossibility that was made possible by the power of God in my life. And I encourage you today, I encourage you today to share your testimony. I encourage you today to evangelize. I encourage you today for you to get back on that horse and get back to riding. I encourage you today to get back to telling people about the goodness of God. Because it's only by the goodness of God that this world is going to become different. We owe it. We owe it not to ourselves, but we owe it to everybody else around us. We owe it to everybody behind us. Glory to God. We owe it to everybody in front of us. God. We owe it to God himself to tell people about how good God really is.
My
Hallelujah.
God.
Mandated for evangelism. God bless you all. I pray that this message has been a blessing to you in your life. And I pray that God would refresh your spirit and refresh your heart and revive that fire that used to burn. Oh, God, give it back to them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Ignite their fires, Lord. God, they want to burn for you. I thank you now, Father, for releasing a reviving spirit across this line and relighting those fires. Glory to God. And let them burn, God. Let them burn. Let them burn. Let them burn. Listen, from Perfect Will and from Pastor C, Pastor Cedric Daniels, I want to tell you that we love you. We love you, but God... God loves you more. You all be blessed. I don't know if I'm supposed to stay on. I'm going to stay on. I'm going to mute my phone, but I'm going to stay on. God bless you, Pastor. It's now back into your hands. I am out your way. God bless you. I'm just going to mute my phone. I'm not going to go anywhere. God bless you, Pastor. You can go ahead. Hallelujah.
Thank you. 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 My God. What a marvelous story. Hallelujah. That woman say, she went back and got saved, a whole witness to a whole town. He has said so many prophetic things. This is a message that you have to go back and hear it again. Those of you that may have just tuned in 5 or 10 minutes ago, I encourage you to go to the archives, go to our website at www.newdestinyministries.com, or you can listen on Blog Talk Radio. This is a message for the century, mandated to evangelize. You know, many times, Pastor Cedric, as I've read this story, I never pulled out what you have given to us today. Yeah, glory to God. This woman went back, amen. It wasn't just about what Jesus had revealed to her, how he had told her about her whole life, but it was about letting somebody know about her experience. That's what Pastor Cedric has said to us today. We have to share. What good is it for us to bottle it up and not share it? Hallelujah. When you look at Luke 22 and 32, it says, after you have been strengthened, after you have been converted, we have an obligation. Oh, glory to God. We have an obligation, amen, to share this gospel, to share our experience. Amen. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, this man have preached today. Glory. Hallelujah. He talked about this woman. I never saw that in the text. Never saw that in the text. You read and read and read, and you glean and you glean and you glean. Amen. But when God gives somebody a rhema word, huh, that was rhema. Oh, glory to God. That was rhema. And even it's in the text. If God don't reveal it to you, amen, you can't even expound on it. God gave this man this word. Hey, you don't know Messiah, this word today. Rhema. Hallelujah. This is fresh oil. Mandated to evangelize. And he said something so profound. Is your church the church that you're in? Do you still witness miracles? The Bible said these signs, there has to be some signs. There has to be some evidence. If you're in a church where there's no healing, there's no deliverance, there's no breakthrough, folks come in handicapped and they leave the same way. They come in bound. They come in depressed. They come in sick. They come in with diseases, and then they leave out the same way. What kind of church are you in? Mandated to evangelize. He said many of us haven't been mandated to evangelize because guess what? We haven't had an encounter with Christ. We're not in relationship with our Lord. If you ain't in relationship with Jesus, oh God Almighty, I got to stop. Man, you have stirred something in me. Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah. I feel like going down this block right now. Huh? You don't know no Messiah. Telling somebody about Jesus. All you have to do is share your experience. You don't even have to open up your mouth. Have been in a community and the people there in that community know your past, they what kind of joker you are. They know you was a thief. They know you was a robber. They know you was a cutthroat. Hallelujah. But one day, had an encounter with Jesus. Just one day. All it takes is a day. All it takes is an hour. And when you appreciate God, when you appreciate what he's done in your life, when you appreciate how he has transformed your life, and that life now transfers to your family, oh God. It's no way you can sit down. It's no way that you can contain this thing just for you. Hallelujah. Jeremiah says it's like fire. And that's what it is when God does something for you. It's like fire. Hallelujah. You want to get that thing off of you. Woo, glory to God. This man has preached today. Hallelujah. We have about 11 or 12 callers on the line. I'm not going to hold up the man of God. Hallelujah. This message have impacted you. Amen. If you are ready, amen, to start evangelizing wherever you are, you don't need to be ordained. You don't need to have a fivefold ministry. Amen. All you got to have is a word in your mouth. All you need is a testimony, really. That's it. You don't need no license to go out and evangelize. You don't need a license to tell somebody about the goodness of the Lord. Open up your mouth. He said, in that hour, I'll give you what to say. Glory to God. Share what he's done for you. Share how God brought you out. God, Jesus. Woo, Lord, I bless you today. Glory to God. I bless you today. I see Pastor Spinks on the line. Amen. Those of you that's on the line, if you desire prayer, if you have a specific prayer request, the man of God is still on the line. Hit the number one key on your phone. If you have a specific prayer request, the man of God is going to touch and agree, and he's going to pray with you. Hit the number one key. If not, those of you that don't hit the key, amen, we're just going to open up the lines. If you like to share a comment with us, you're welcome to do so at this time. Amen. I see my dear friend, Pastor George Spinks, all the way from Virginia. God bless you, Pastor Spinks. Hey, you know the Messiah. Lord, I love you today.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm listening in. The man of God is powerful. I thank God for the message. I thank God for the message. What a mighty rainbow word. I'm in traffic, but I said I had to listen in today. I felt it in my spirit. Praise be to God. I want you to know, let me tell you, I got joy down in my soul because God is in control. Satan is on my trail, but I'm singing all is well. So God bless you, and Pastor, God bless you. I love you. I'm just excited about what God is doing through you on this here broadcast. To God be the glory. God bless you.
Thank you, sir. God bless you.
Messiah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Pastor. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We go into Mother Charity. God bless you, Pastor Spinks. Thank you for tuning in with us today. Glory to God. Mother Charity, God bless you. Hallelujah.
Yeah, praise the Lord. Amen. I certainly did enjoy the man of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Bringing forth, amen, let not light so shine, amen, among men. Glory to God that they'll see our good works and give God all the glory. Hallelujah. We praise him, O God, today. Hallelujah. And we ask, we thank and praise you, my Savior. Oh, glory to Jesus. And we ask, Lord, that you would continue to bless this man. And bless Evangelist Bernard today. And bless her ministry, Lord. In Jesus' name, God bless. Amen.
Amen. Mother, thank you so much. Glory to God. We see a few New Orleans area codes. We're going to open them up the line. Let me go to area code 337 first. Amen. God bless you. Area code 337, the last four of your numbers, 3795. Your line is open, caller. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. If you'd like to say something, you're welcome to do so. If not, God bless you. Hallelujah.
I thank you, God, for the invite. Inviting Pastor C. I'm Evangelist Latoya from New Orleans. It's been a mighty word released from God through Pastor C. Glory to God for the man of God. And I thank the Lord for his word. And I just want to thank the Lord for the evangelism mandate. And I just encourage you all to not only have heard this word, but believe in this word. Use application of this word. Exercise in this word. Never be afraid to prosper in knowing God is with you. Never be ashamed to share God's word. If we truly believe that God is who he say he is, and he have done what he said he have done, and he is doing what he say he is doing, and what he's going to do, he said he'll do it. If we truly believe, never be ashamed to share his word. So I just want to thank you, woman of God, for the invite. I thank you. God bless you, Pastor C, for the obedience and delivering that word. Glory to be to God. God bless the one. And I pray
Amen.
Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, woman of God. We appreciate you tuning in. Hallelujah.
My God.
Glory. On time word. On time word. Thank you, Lord. We're going to area code 504. The last four of your numbers, 3232. Is this Daryl? And I don't know if you done snuck up on me. Hallelujah. Area code 504. 3232. Amen. Your line is open, Carla.
Hello. How you doing? It was a
beautiful,
wonderful and powerful, powerful word from the man of God. This is Prophetess Bradstreet. Pastor
you.
C is my pastor. Hallelujah.
Oh, right.
And I am also his sister-in-law. Praise God for that.
Right.
Amen, amen. And I thank God for the man of God. I thank God for where God is bringing the man of God. Such a mighty place. He's bringing him to, and I thank God for the anointing that is on this line from the woman of God. And I thank you, evangelist, even now. Hallelujah. Platform that you've given the man of God and where you're going with your ministry. Oh, my God. Eyes have not seen and ears have not heard. But God is really bringing his people, the true believers of Christ. Hallelujah. And I thank God for it even now. We will praise and we will magnify God for all things and all glory. Everything belongs to him. All praises, all honor, all glory is God. Hallelujah. So remember the word on today. You have to tell somebody, hallelujah, about the goodness of Christ. And as my sister evangelist LaToya would say, each one teach one. Hallelujah. You can't keep this thing to yourself. You have to run and tell somebody.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So we thank God today for the man of God. We thank God today for the evangelist. Hallelujah. And her platform. Greater heights and deeper depths for you, woman of God. Greater heights and deeper depths.
Thank you.
In Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, we bless you, woman of God. Thank you for tuning in. What a blessing. What a blessing. What a blessing. Amen. I see Mother Cannon all the way from Lansing, Michigan, on the line with us today. Amen. We've been praying for you, Mother. Glory
Thank
to God.
You.
She lost a son last month, and we have been praying for your mother. So we just appreciate you. Just calling in today and hearing the word that was shared on this broadcast today. God bless you, Mother. Go ahead, Mother. If you'd like to have anything to say, you're welcome to do so.
I would just like to say praise the Lord to everyone, and I am so sorry. I didn't tune in early enough. I got in on the end as he was closing out, but I was listening to Pastor Bernard, and so she brought it out so beautifully. It's a wonderful thing to tell somebody about Jesus. He died for us. God gave his only begotten son that the world might be saved. So I love the Lord, and I thank you for praying for me, Pastor Bernard. And I praise the Lord, Sister Charity. I hope you're listening. So
yeah,
God is good, and
I,
Lord bless me. I will be listening more now by the help of God. So
thank
continue
you,
to pray for me, and I love you all in Jesus' name.
Amen, amen. And I want Pastor Cedric to pray for Mother Cannon, her Mother Mary Cannon. Man of God, we want you to pray for this mother. She lost a son that was living in the home with the, amen, she's the mother of 10. Glory to God. And that was her first child she lost. So we want to pray for Mother before we close out. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Whenever you're ready.
All right. You can go ahead, Pastor. Hallelujah.
Heavenly Father, now in the name of Jesus, God, we lift up to you, Mother
yes,
Mary, God. We lift up to you right now in the name of Jesus, Father. And we pray, God, that you would wrap your loving arms around her, God. Strengthen her when she's weak, God. Build her up when she's torn down, Father. In the name of Jesus, God, you said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And God, we pray now, God, for rest in the name of Jesus. We pray for comfort, God. Comfort for her spirit, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for her. We thank you for her ministry, God. We thank you for her heart. God, we thank you, God, for her strength right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. I thank you now in the name of Jesus, God, for unlocking some doors that have been locked, God. I thank you now, God, for releasing your favor on her life, God. Whatever area she needs you in, God, and even some land, yeah, Father, we thank you now, God, for releasing it into her life, God. In the name of Jesus, God, I pray strength to her body now, from the top of her head down to the bottom of her feet. God, I thank you for supernatural strength, God. I thank you for healing, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Touch her mind, God. Touch her body, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. And I declare and decree, God, that everything that's out of line in her life, in her body, command it now to line up in the name of Jesus. God, we honor and we bless you for this mother, Mother Mary, God, and we thank you for her. Send this word all the way out to wherever she is, God, and allow it to rest in her life, Father. In the name of Jesus, dispatch your angels out, Father, to go with her, God, everywhere that she goes, and to watch over these other members of her family, God. Bless, Father, beyond expectations and beyond measure, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. There is a release in the spirit for her. Mother Mary, I don't know if you're still on this line, but I need you to know that God is getting ready to unlock some doors that have been locked up in your life. There are things that you have been waiting for, and God is getting ready to release them now. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
God loves you. Hallelujah. God not only loves you, but you are in a very special place in the eyesight of God. And I release the favor of God over every area of your life. I thank you for her right now. Mother Mary, God is getting ready to bless you with the more and the abundance. It's your time, says God. Be blessed in the name of Jesus.
Somebody raised their hand. Area code 504, the last four of your numbers, 7614, requesting prayer. God bless you. Area code 504, the last four of your numbers, 7614. Your line is open, caller. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. I pray.
I just want to just say thank God for this word that went forward on today, that the man of God is truly sent from God. Be encouraged and just keep the faith.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Glory to God.
That God promises and never leave us or forsake us. And I just want to say, glory to God, Minister Cassandra, calling from New Orleans.
All right. God bless you. Minister Cassandra, God bless you. Amen. Amen. We've had the line flooded today. New Orleans is in the house. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, God bless you, woman of God. Thank you for tuning in with us today. Amen. You all encourage some of your friends and some of your relatives to go back and listen to this word, and some of those that's sitting in churches. Amen. Mormon bitches are not doing anything. Encourage them.
Slow down.
Amen. Amen. We're going to Evangelist. He had Nards in the shop. Evangelist Doris Campbell. God bless you.
Thank you so much, Evangelist Bernard. Long time.
all the way from California, my good friend. God bless you. I hear the ladies in your shop.
Yes, we are in the shop. We are so blessed, Evangelist. I know I have prayer requests, but I have already surrendered my issue to God, and I'm just going to wait on Him in His own time. But I would really like for us as Christians to pray today for a city in Iraq that is being attacked, and Christians are being beheaded, children, women. And I just received a text. Somebody was telling me to pass to forward the text to every Christian I know so that we can come together and have a corporate prayer for all those Christians that are being killed by ISIS, by the ISIS organization. So that's my prayer request, for us to pray for those Christians that are losing their lives in Iraq, in the city of thank you.
All right, Pastor Evangelist Doris. We're certainly going to ask the man of God to pray. We got two more callers on the line, and then we're going to go right back to the man of God with final remarks and also with that prayer that she requested and a closeout prayer. Amen, amen. I seen somebody just tuned in. I don't know if you were on the internet or listening or if you just tuned in. Area code 918, the last four of your numbers, 0933. God bless you.
Yes, this is Nancy Hayes from California.
God bless you, Sister Nancy. Did you have any special prayer requests?
I just want to be uplifted in God's name.
All right, all right. Well, we certainly will have the man of God to do that again. Thank you for tuning in. Some of us have tuned in a little late. I encourage you, this is a message that you definitely need to hear. Amen. And you also need to invite someone else to hear this wonderful word today. So we're going back to our pastor today. Amen. Pastor Cedric, you just have, I'm telling you, I don't even know how to contain this word today. Amen. And when God give you a rhema word like that, it's not for you to sit on it. It's for you to act upon it. Amen. I see Brother Freddie on the line also. Amen. I don't know if he's busy or what have you. We just want to acknowledge him. And thank God for all of the callers out of the New Orleans area. Certainly you all has just been a blessing just to see your numbers pop up on the switchboard. Amen. And I just want to tell this man of God, amen, amen, that God used you mightily today. Keep on preaching and teaching the word of God. Keep on trusting that everything that he has promised you, he is certainly able to bring it to pass. Amen. I thank God for you. Thank God. Give our love to your beautiful wife. And we pray that everything that you have poured out of your spirit to the people of God on today, that God would replenish. Amen. Would replenish. Amen. And God would certainly give us a mind to go out into the highways and the hedges and compel men to come. And that God would give us this spirit of evangelism where we can go out and win souls. That's what it's about. It's about souls. It's not about your clothing. It's not about your tires. It's not even about your mood and who your name. It ain't even about that. It's about souls. People are dying everywhere. The woman of God have requested prayer for the city of Iraq, where Christians are being murdered and slaughtered each and every day. And we here in America, in the United States, that's supposed to be the free country, amen, we have access to houses of worship, and we won't even visit them. Amen, amen. It's all about entertainment, and it's all about pleasing this flesh, Pastor. But we pray that God would just reignite a fire in us, amen, that we can go out, amen, and we can be a witness, and we can do what God has mandated us to do, and that is to evangelize. So we just thank you, Pastor Cedric, from taking out of your busy schedule today. We're going to let you close us out with final remarks and also pray for that city and those people in Iraq, amen, and pray for the sister that just called in from California, amen. God bless you, man of God.
Amen. Heavenly Father, now in the name of Jesus, God, we send a word, God, over to country, city of Iraq.
Yes,
we pray now in the name of Jesus, God, that you would dispatch your angels out, Father, to go over there. God, release Gabriel and release Michael, God, to go over there, Father, and see about our brothers and sisters that are dying on a daily basis. God, we bind up the hand of ISIS now in the name of Jesus. And Father, we pray, God, that you would release, God, a spirit of peace over the land, God. That you would allow, God, that peace that surpasses all understanding, not only survey the land, but saturate the area, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we speak your peace, God, into that area, God, and for every family that has lost a loved one, God, due to this ISIS, God, we pray your comfort over their lives now in the name of Jesus. And God, we ask and declare and decree, God, that you would release, God, your miracle-working power into that land. Heal that land, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we speak your healing over that land, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you, Father, for peace. I'm talking about peace, God. We thank you for your peace, God, raining down in that area, Father. Now, in the name of Jesus, God, and we thank you, God. We thank you, Father, for peace, God, in Jesus' name. We also pray for our sister Nancy, God, and whatever the situation is in her life, God. We pray now, Father, that you would go and see about her. We lift her up to you, God, and we pray your choice blessings upon her life now in the name of Jesus. We thank you now for answering all of her prayers and every question that rises up in her mind, God. We thank you for giving her the answer, God, now in the name of Jesus. God, bless her from the top of her head down to the bottom of her feet, God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, as we close out on today, God, we just want to say thank you, Father. Thank you for being our Lord. Thank you for being our friend. Thank you for being our lawyer in the courtroom, God, and our doctor in the sick room. God, we thank you for being all that we need, all that we could desire, all that we could ever want. God, we bless your name, Father, and we lift you up, God, and we magnify you, God, because this is about you. We bless your name, God. We make you bigger than any circumstance, bigger than any situation, bigger than any problem, God. We magnify you today, God. And we pray that the word was a word in season and that it helped somebody get a better understanding of who you are and who you want to be in their lives. I pray, God, everyone under the sound of my voice, be blessed, God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, God, for lifting up standards around them, God, in the name of Jesus. So when the enemy comes in like a flood, I thank you for being that wall of protection, God. And I thank you for rebuking the devourer off of their lives, God. Let them not lack anything, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you now, God, for the impossibilities being possible in their lives. You are the way maker. You are the provider, God. You are the great I am that I am, Lord have mercy. You are the way, the truth, and the life, God. You are the resurrection, God. We bless your name, Father. And I thank you for all of your children, including myself. I thank you now, God. May your favor rest upon our lives. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Oh, and God, a special blessing upon the life of Pastor Bernard. I thank you now in the name of Jesus, God, for doing what you do so well, Father. I thank you for blessing her, God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, God, for expanding her territory, oh God. She talked about a Friday, God. I thank you now, God, for releasing into her atmosphere a Friday service, Father. In the name of Jesus, God, I thank you now for her ministry. And I pray your choice blessings upon this divine ministry, new destiny. God, I thank you, God. I thank you, God. May it grow by leaps and bounds, Father. In the name of Jesus, God. I don't know if she has a building, but if she has a building, God, I thank you for making it so that she doesn't even have enough room in the house. And if she's looking for a building, may the building that she's going to be too small in a short period of time. God, I thank you for the overflow in her life. I thank you for the abundance in her life, God. She's a diligent worker, Father. I thank you for her faithfulness. And I want you to know, Pastor Bernard, that your labor is not in vain. God bless you, and I don't mean that as a cliche. I mean it because it's real. God bless you, and God bless this great ministry that you have. God bless this blog, radio, talk show. God bless everything that concerns your life. God bless you, woman of God. We ask all these blessings, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Glory to God. Amen. Amen and amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Glory
bless
to God.
We bless you. We bless
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Glory to your name, O God. Who your word is, Father.
Hallelujah.
And we bless you, God. You're so worthy. I see windows opening. Glory to God. Rababako Saya. Oh, it's getting clearer, says God. I'm making it clearer for you to understand and clearer for you to see. I'm opening up your eyes and I'm fixing your vision, says God. And I'm expanding your territory. The Bible says that your gift will make room for you. Oh, yes. Don't get me started on this life. God bless you. God bless you, Pastor. God bless you. Glory to God.
Mandated to evangelize. We're going a little bit higher tomorrow. Amen. We're going to have with us Prophet Frank Delaney. From the birthing place out of La Paz, Louisiana. This is where I first met Pastor Cedric Daniels, right there with Prophet Delaney. Amen. So you don't want to miss tomorrow. Amen. Like to say, do a disclaimer. Amen. We're not on here playing. Hallelujah. We're not on here the prostitute. Nobody's gift, amen. All we're here to do is we've been mandated to teach and preach this gospel. And it's in the word of God. We've been here, as I look back on the stats, amen. Over 79,000 listeners. We were on this radio blog 3 years consistently, Monday through Friday. Somebody was here teaching and preaching the gospel, because God has taken away our excuses, people of God. We'll have no excuse. Those of you that have been privy to be able to listen to this blog, I'm telling you, some of these messages is going to testify against you. Hallelujah. And some of them going to testify for you. Amen.
My
so you'll never be able to tell God you didn't know any better. Amen. Because he's going to remind you of the date. He's going to remind you of the hour. Oh, glory to God. He's going to remind you of this date, July 14, 2015, when Pastor Cedric Daniels came and preached the word. Hey, you know, a rhema word mandated to evangelize. I can't stop this. I can't stop this. I feel sometimes the Spirit pushing me. Oh, you need to move on. You need to move on. But I can't move to God say. I can't move to God say so. Amen. And I'm so happy, Pastor Daniels, that I'm free in my spirit. I'm so happy, amen, that I don't have to, glory to God, I don't have to wait on man to give me an order. I don't have to wait on man. For no direction. Amen. I'm led of the Spirit of God. And I thank God. You know, it's a beautiful thing when you can minister and you can have the freedom to minister. Amen. Some people want to bind you. Amen. Some people don't want your gift. To be exercised. Glory to God. Don't want you to say what thus say the Lord. Hallelujah. But I'm so glad that I'm free. And Jesus said in his word, he that the Son set free is
free indeed.
Amen. I thank God for freedom today. Amen. Freedom to evangelize. Freedom to go out into the highways and the hedges. Freedom, hallelujah, to fellowship with my brethren. Amen. Amen. We was at Prophet Delaney on Sunday. We had Bishop Greg Davis in the house. Amen. And I went in fellowshiped in that service, and I tell you, God had a word for me. And that's what happens when you're led of the Spirit of God.
See,
when
right.
God leads you, you'll never go wrong. Amen.
Right.
People may not understand what you're doing. They may not understand why you're doing it, but if
that's
you're
right.
doing it as unto the Lord, God will make
Lord,
everything a call. Everything pertaining to you, guess what? It'll have to line up. Ah,
yes,
glory to God.
Glory
so
to
I
God.
Thank God for the freedom that is on this line. Amen. I tell you all, we have been moving progressively, and I tell you, God has been getting the glory. Amen. People have been calling, and some of them share on the social media. If you all are not a friend of Pastor Cedric Daniels, amen, friend him on Facebook or Twitter. Amen. And let him know, encourage the man of God. The men and women of God need encouragement. Amen. They're always the first to encourage. They're always the first to pray for our families and to pray for our ministries. They need encouragement too. He has a wife. Amen. He has children. Amen. He has a ministry. Amen. Just a kind word, just to say, Pastor, I enjoyed that word. You don't know what kind of lift that would give him. He's not looking for that from you, amen, but just to say a kind word, everybody needs encouragement. Amen,
amen.
Amen. So go and friend him on the social media and let him know that this word have blessed you. And if this word have blessed you, do something about it, as the sister said earlier, the woman of God said earlier. Don't sit on this word. This word was given to us today for us to activate it, to exercise. Glory to God, practice it. That's how you become what God wants you to be, by practice. Amen. Spread this gospel. That's what the woman did at the well. That's what she did when Jesus told her all about herself. She went and won a whole town, the man of God said. Read that John chapter 4 when you get a chance, and go back and listen to this. I just can't stress this enough. It's time to evangelize. It's time to win souls. Amen. People are dropping dead every day. Every day, and we don't know when it's going to be our last hour. But if it's our last hour, be caught doing something that will please God, something
Amen.
That will bring him glory. Amen. So, Pastor, we bless you today. We thank God for you. Don't be a stranger. You have an open invitation to come back on this line and visit us again. Ah, glory to God.
Absolutely.
That was a word. That was a word. I got to go back. I've been busy in New Orleans, but I got to go back to listening to these messages at night again.
Yes.
That's what I do. Amen. When everybody's asleep, hallelujah, I got the word on, because guess what? It has
That's
to
right.
Sometimes you got to encourage yourself.
You do.
How many
That's
know
right.
sometimes you got to encourage yourself? At 1, 2, 3 in the morning, you can't be waking up folks. I need a word. You better encourage yourself.
That's right.
You better open up this Bible. Glory to God, and ask the Lord to give you a word, because you're going to need it. Amen. So God bless you. Tune in early tomorrow. Prophet Delaney is going to be with us early tomorrow, and he get in and he get out. Amen. So if you call in late, you might miss the word. Amen. So God bless you all. Have a beautiful day. We'll see you all tomorrow. We're going to close out with Pastor Samuel Blake's song. God wants to hear from you. God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Mother Cannon.
We love you. Glory to God.
Ah, Jesus. Bless your name. Glory. I see prophetess
Turn your worries into
Charmaine on the line. God bless you, woman of God.
Turn your problems
Hallelujah.
Into praise.
God bless you, prophetess Charmaine.
These changes that you're going
Hallelujah.
Through. God says it's just a phase. He'll give you peace in your panic. He'll give you calm in your storm. If you learn to worship Him, your troubles won't last
that love. God wants to hear from you. God wants to hear from you. He desires your praise. Sow your hands to him, let's raise. You've been waiting on a blessing, but he's waiting on a blessing from you. I know that you've been tested. I know that you've been tried. But in the midst of your test, he wants to be glorified. Whatever you're going through can't be compared to what you're going to. After your storm is over, the sun will shine for you. God wants to hear from you. Desires your praise. Sow your hands to him, let's raise. You've been waiting on a blessing, but he's waiting on a blessing from you. Let him hear. He desires your praise. Sow your hands to him, let's raise. You know you've been waiting on a blessing. Oh, but he's waiting on a blessing from you. From you, you've been waiting on a blessing. Oh, but he's been waiting on a blessing from you. You've been waiting on a blessing. Oh, but he's been waiting on a blessing from you. Lift your hands and praise him. Ah. Cast a raise in your praise.
Bless you. Thank you, Lord. God bless you all. We'll see you on tomorrow. Invite someone to come on the line. Have a beautiful day in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.